I've been thinking about my mother a lot recently. I've been wondering what she really was, who she really was. She was a phoenix. She wanted me to burn. But if she was a phoenix, then what am I? Am I a monster as well? I've been thinking about my father a lot as well recently. He's a good man. He might not always behave as if he is. However, I really believe he's a good man. But we're not close. When I was a boy, he was often away on business. Now that I'm an adult, he's often away because he's scared. He's scared of what happens at Collinwood, but is he also scared of me? And then there's Amy. I love her. I truly love her. I think I love her. She understands me. She grew up in Collinwood. She knows what I am. But how can she? How can she know who I am when I don't know who I am? I was possessed by another monster for so long. Do I want to be a doctor? Do I want to be an archaeologist? Do I want to run the family business? All these questions. No answers. Except for one. I know one answer. I know one thing. One true thing. I'm a weak man. I don't want to be my father. I really don't. He's a good man, but he's a weak man. But every evening I find myself opening that decanter of brandy. Oh, I smile. And I laugh. And we all smile and we all laugh. But do they know? Do they know what I am? Can I be a good man? I guess I've been thinking about David Collins a lot recently. Why does everyone else know what they want? Why does everyone else know who they are? Why are they all so happy and perfect and I have to wear this mask? And so, I drink brandy. And I stare into the fire. My name is David Collins. But who is David Collins?
David? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just talking to myself.
David, I think I felt the baby kick.
Tonight should be a time of celebration in Collinsport, but suddenly everything has fallen apart.
What happened? Why were you in a fight?
I'm fine. What happened to Cody?
They're taking him to be checked out. I'll go talk to him. And I think we all need some coffee.
Where's a nurse?
David, sit down. Who are you fighting with?
Ed Griffin. He just went for me.
Why? There has to be a reason. David, tell me.
Passions both old and new have been ignited with terrible results.
Excuse me.
When can I speak to him?
What happened?
As far as we can tell, he fell from a second floor window. No bones broken, but cuts to both hands and to the head. He was unconscious for at least...
Cody, what were you doing at Collinwood?
Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to wait outside.
Excuse me. I'm the sheriff.
We know who you are. Now leave or I'll call security.
Cody, I'll be waiting outside.
My head, it hurts. We'll look after you, don't worry.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll look after him.
For one man, the night is only going to get so much darker.
Please, Barnabas, I've tried to help. I've tried to understand.
But your career is more important than my life. How selfish of you.
You're not alive. Not in the medical sense. My duty of care is to the living. They need that blood. They need me.
Fine, Doctor. But I cannot be held responsible for what might happen next.
What are you doing here?
I was worried about both of you.
I find your lack of faith disappointing, Julia.
It's not about faith, Barnabas. It's about accepting that even the strongest of men have weaknesses. I care about you a great deal, and I wanted to make sure you were both safe.
So, what do we do now, Doctor? Doctors.
And for one woman, the decision to choose a man over her child may become a deadly mistake.
Bit of lipstick. Perfect. Now we'll go and see how the groom-to-be is. I, Vivian Bell, take thee, David Collins, to have, hold, love, honour, obey. For better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, till death do us. Part.
Dark Shadows, Bloodline, Episode 5, by Alan Flanagan. The part of Burke Devlin will be played by Adam Hall.
Rhonda! Rhonda, can you hear me?
Maggie, stay back.
Sheriff Tate, look at me.
What? What happened?
There was a fire, then an explosion.
I was just coming outside to clear my... Okay. Everyone, just get back.
Amy and David are in there.
And Cody. Oh, God.
I'm going in.
Gentlemen, wait. I'm gonna... Just stand still, okay? Brian, it's me.
Sheriff,
we got a 1072 down at Collinsport Hospital. I need everyone we have. Police, fire services. I'll be out front. Be quick. Seems to be spreading fast.
Yes, ma'am.
Quentin, don't.
I'm sorry, Maggie. They're my family.
Mr. Collins!
You're a fool if you think you can survive something like that.
I don't remember asking for your opinion.
But you're getting it.
Burke!
Maggie, look out. If I can survive a plane crash, this should be easy enough.
Mr. Devlin, stop! Get out of there!
What are you gonna do, Sheriff? Shoot me?
Burke, come back! Oh, Harry, come here. It's all right. Look at me. They're gonna be fine.
Cody's in there. And Amy and David. Maggie, where's my mum?
David! Where are you?
Amy, get in here.
I don't understand. I was with David and then there was... and the smoke! I couldn't see him. I was looking at...
Amy, try not to talk. We don't know what happened.
We were in the waiting room and it just went up.
Fire. So this is it?
The fire's in the waiting room. We have to go and help them.
I'll go.
Barnabas.
Be rational, Julia. You and Dr. Hill are needed to help the injured. It makes more sense for me to bring them back here.
Thank you, Barnabas.
But don't think that this is the end of our conversation, Dr. Hill.
Not now, Barnabas.
David Collins, are you in here?
Barnabas.
David.
Barnabas, my leg's trapped.
Fire. You, nurse, get these people out of here. Take them to Dr. Hill's office.
I...
Now! I'll get this off him.
All right.
Need a hand? Burke Devlin, you're supposed to be dead. If I had a dime for every time I heard that. Now,
Move over. I don't even think you could lift a vending machine by yourself.
Even me?
British accent. Creepy fashion sense. The face is different, but you're Barnabas Collins. I've seen a few things since we last met. What's an old enemy and a new face to add to the list? Now. One. Two. Three.
I have him. David, can you hear me? He's lost consciousness.
David!
Amy, I told you to stay out of here!
We tried to stop her!
Please, tell me he's not dead!
The ceiling's gonna cave in! We need to move before...
Richard!
I'm fine. They just clipped me. Everyone, follow me! Down to ICU, straight ahead! Julia's taking everyone there. Nurse Chen, come on! Alice! Alice!
Burke Devlin's an idiot.
He's just trying to help.
It's not as if the fire could kill me, is it?
What do you mean?
Okay, I think it looks like Burke Devlin and Barnabas got everyone out of there. I think... And the ceiling, it just...
Quentin, you should take Harry home. I could be useful here.
I'm not going home. I'm not a kid.
I know. But Amy and David, they're going to need you when they get out of this. Cody's going to need you.
Everyone just thinks of... There's someone else in there.
Harry! Harry, keep back. The fire crew are nearly here.
Quentin, stop him.
I'm not a kid and I'm not a coward.
No, Harry, no.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? Doctor? Oh my God! They're dead! Oh God, what happened? Rosier, where are you? I need you!
Hush, child. I'm here.
Did you kill them?
Did I make you kill them, do you mean?
What?
You don't remember. You don't remember me making you stand and walk and then wrap your hands around their throats and squeeze? We didn't. You were unconscious. They died when that machine exploded in their pretty little faces.
Oh, God.
But what if I had? What if we had killed them? Would that be an end to our little deal?
I don't want to kill people. Please. I want this to stop.
You want me to leave you? Please, Cody. Don't make me leave you. I'm begging you. Let me stay with you. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Stop it! Stop it! I just... Please. We've got to get out of this room. I need to find my dad.
You need to find him. And I need to help you. It's beautiful. We're beautiful.
Try not to move. I'm coming over to you.
Harry! Harry, what happened?
Mom! Oh, God. Just keep talking. Just keep talking.
Over here. I'm over here.
I've got you. I've got you, Mum. You're going to be all right.
Help me! Help me get outside!
I don't think we can. The others, they went through that door.
No, I need to go outside.
Mom, listen to me. We need to follow the others, okay? Just trust me, I've got you. Now, come on.
Barnabas, hand me the bag. Don't worry, sir. I'm just going to intubate you in... 3, 2, got it.
What about David?
He's alive. His pulse is strong.
Are you all right?
Richard, we have to get these people out of here.
There's a back exit in the next room. But Julia?
Seems like the sensible thing to do.
Sorry, who are you exactly?
Burke Devlin.
This is the ICU, Mr. Devlin.
These patients are critical. If we move them off the premises, out of reach of supplies and life support...
But Richard, they can't stay. The fire's getting close.
They won't survive out there.
Better to take that chance.
When's the last time you worked in a hospital, Julia? I know these patients and this building much better than you.
So, what do you suggest?
The far end of the hospital. There's power, supplies, and there's a 3-foot-thick wall running down the center of the building that should hold off the fire long enough for them to put out the blaze.
Well then, let's get to it.
Is it safe?
What's the matter, Barnabas? Scared?
I was thinking about the patients, Devlin.
You? Thinking about others? There's a first.
Barnabas, Mr. Devlin, we don't have time for this.
Anyone who can move out that door, and anyone who wants to help, let's start moving people. Now!
He ran in there and you didn't try to stop him?
I can barely stand.
We need a cordon at least 50 feet from this side of the building. Jimmy, Sonia, check in with Chief Rendell and see if there's anything else we can lend a hand with. All right, everyone. I'm gonna need you all to move back so we can do our jobs. Let's try and get people out of there instead of letting new ones in. Great. Who's this? More thrill seekers?
Rhonda, oh God, I heard about the fire.
And you couldn't miss seeing that, could you, Jess?
Oh, well, I've got water and food from the bar. A first aid kit, and I just thought you might...
All the help we could get. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, start bringing them over to the triage, but... Jess, some people might be in bad shape.
I have whiskey for those in shock, and that includes me. Quentin, are you okay?
Nothing a shot of that whiskey couldn't cure. Amy, David, Harry, they're all in there. And there's something else. I don't know. I just don't know. There's something very wrong happening here. I can't lose them.
You're all right, Mum. It's okay. Oh, sorry about earlier.
It's all right.
The smoke's getting thicker.
We just... keep coming. Maybe a little quicker.
Where are we going?
I think they were heading that way. Maybe the ICU. Intensive care.
You know a lot about this place.
Cody's dad works here.
Cody, your ex?
Yeah. God, I hope he's okay.
He'll be fine. Oh, shh. There's people up there.
Told you. We're going to be all right.
Come on, then. Oh, wait.
What are you doing?
Just checking I've still got the camera. And these.
What? Photos? You and David kissing.
Amy needs to see what he did.
What you did? I can't believe you're actually thinking about that right now. People might be dead. We could have died.
Just keep moving.
You know, there's a reason you've never had anything in your life for more than 5 minutes. It's not because you always just walk away. It's because you're poison. And eventually everybody realizes that. Just stay away from me.
Harry, wait for me.
Help me. Somebody help! Dad? Dad, are you out there? Please! This door's getting hot!
Don't you wish he was here?
What? I thought you were gonna help us!
I can't help you. Your father can't help you. But maybe Harry can. Strong Harry. Beautiful Harry.
We're down to the backup generator. If that goes...
Amy, Richard and I will intubate any patients on breathing machines, but we'll need you on hand to pump the bags.
Okay, I just don't understand how this happened.
Neither do I. There are safeguards to prevent something like this. No, this fire started quickly, and it spread quickly. This wasn't an accident.
Oh, God. Where am I? Can anyone hear me?
The This way. This way.
Who's that?
This way, Harry.
Help! Harry! Harry, is that you? Brody! Where are you?
David? It's me. Can you hear me?
She's a good woman, that Amy Jennings.
One of the best.
David's a lucky man. Almost as lucky as you were when I arrived, just in time to save the day.
You got in my way. I had the situation under control.
Well, I guess we'll never know. I get in your way a lot, don't I? Come on, Barnabas. We used to have fun with our little competitions, didn't we?
I don't remember any fun.
Barnabas, may I speak to you for a moment? There's a lot of blood.
Is David all right?
That's not what I'm talking about.
I don't need to be managed, Julia. I'm not an animal.
When was the last time you fed?
I'm not going to drink from the victims of a disaster. Now, I suggest you get back to work.
Oh, thank God.
Vivian, are you all right?
I thought I was going to die. Is Harry here?
Please! Please help me!
Cody? Cody!
Harry! You came?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I love you. I love you so much.
You love me. He loves me.
Didn't I say I would help you? Did I do what you wanted? Goodbye, Cody.
Cody, stay with me. I'm going to get you to your dad.
He's gone.
No, come on. The fire's getting closer. Look, we've got to run.
You know, it'd be really rude. That's all I'm saying. To die just before the wedding? I've already bought the dress and the flowers are booked. Carolyn said she found a pair of heels that are scientifically impossible. Just don't be a rude guy. Rude guys are the worst.
No, no, it burns.
David,
it burns, my
David,
mother.
It's me. It's Amy.
No, she's... Amy.
I'm here. How are you feeling?
My head hurts. And you were worried about how you'd look in the wedding photos.
You look beautiful. I'll get Richard.
Amy, you're all right.
I didn't know you were here.
I was with Harry.
Harry's in the hospital. Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
He ran off and
Hey, how about you do me a favor? You sit with David. I need to tell the others. We'll go and look for him.
Of course.
Thank you.
Hi, David. How are you feeling?
I need some help here.
Harry!
Cody! Oh, God.
He's not breathing. Mom, leave me alone.
Vivian, go back to David. Harry's fine.
Can you please clear the area? Cody! Cody! Wake up! Look at me!
Richard, get out of the way. Now, Harry, help me get him onto the gurney. Starting compressions.
Please, Julia.
One.
You have to save
two,
me.
Two. Three.
It's not working.
Where's that oxygen, Richard? Either help me or get out of the way.
Richard, come on. Stand back.
Vivian, where did you go? What's happening?
Listen, David, does Amy know?
Does she... You kissed me.
Does she know?
No. Vivian, who's the patient?
Just another patient. But Harry is fine.
I can't sit up. What's happening?
What's happening is that you need to think about what you want. Me or her.
Julia, please.
Come on, Cody, come on. What?
Cody! What?
It's okay. You're okay. You're okay.
I thought... I'm fine, Dad. Right?
Better than a minute ago, anyway.
Can I have a minute with Harry?
Richard, David's awake.
Richard, Cody, pretend I'm not here. Try to ignore the pain.
I'll be back in 2 minutes. So, you love me?
Yeah, screw it, I do. I do. I was just scared. Dad was gone and Amy was getting married and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey,
it's okay.
I kind of love you too. So, hormonally speaking, scientifically speaking, we're pretty screwed. Breathing is pretty good. I'm gonna keep that habit up.
I'd appreciate it.
Strange, it's...
What?
The air. It tastes so, fresh. Is that because of the smoke inhalation?
No. If anything, things should taste sour.
Where are we?
Your father had the excellent idea of moving us down to the storage area next to the ICU. We're protected from the fire.
How's the patient?
He's fine, Barnabas.
Storage? Oh, God. I know that smell. The oxygen tanks are leaking. If there's even a spark in this place, it'll go...
Oh, my God.
Everyone, get down. Jessica!
It's okay. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just... Oh! This glass! What was that? Are you two all right?
We're fine. What the hell's happening in there?
Amy! Harry! Dad, where's Harry? I think he's there. He's not here.
David, I'm all right. Oh, God. Vivian? Vivian, wake up! Can you hear me?
Julia.
Barnabas, I'm fine. Everyone, just stay still.
Where's Harry?
Richard, get to the door. Open it, and we'll get everyone out of here. I've got Cody.
Vivian! Wake up! Wake up! Harry needs you!
Is she...
Everyone, head to the door. Walk, don't run. Try not to panic.
Devlin, can you hear me? He's breathing. I'll take him. Julia, I'll see you outside.
Cody, can you stand?
I'm okay. I just... Harry! It's okay! Harry! I got you! I got you!
Get him out of here.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you.
David, Amy, how are things over there? Can you move?
It's Vivian! Something fell on her!
What happened?
Just stay still.
Stay very still.
Right, nurse? I need you to take those two... David! Amy!
Get out of the way!
Over here! Everybody back! Everybody!
Dad! I don't think Harry's breathing. You have to help him. Please! Dad, please!
Are you here?
Julia! We're... Amy?
I've got her!
Julia, get out of there! There's a window! We can... You go!
Is Harry out? Tell me he got out!
He's fine. He's safe.
Amy, come on, Amy! Amy, are you okay?
Someone really wants to spoil our wedding for...
David, let me help her.
No, you've done enough. You keep away from her.
This isn't the time for fighting. Amy, come on.
What? David. Vivian. She just wants to help. Oh, I'm so tired.
Come on, over to the window. Oh. 28, 29, 30. Dad, please, you've got to save him. I will. You two are going to be happy. I promise.
Cody, get back. You don't need to see this.
A little help here.
Julia, it's Amy.
Lay her on the ground.
Oh, Harry?
How's my son?
Richard's working on him. You're fine, Amy. The feet burns, but you're going to be fine.
Julia, Burke Devlin's awake.
I certainly am. Though I'm not sure I'll ever live down Barnabas Collins carrying me from a burning building like a damsel in distress.
Julia, a word. I was carrying Burke. He was injured, bleeding, and I took a taste. I need help. I need blood. You were right. I'm nothing but an animal.
You said that, not me. We'll get you through this.
I can't lose Harry. I can't.
I know.
No, it's different. It's... Something's wrong.
They're doing everything they can.
Come on, Cody. Sit here.
Cody, come here. Oh, God.
I can't lose him. I just got him back. I can't.
Sorry, I don't think we've been introduced. Maggie Haskell.
I'm Vivian Bell. I'm Harry's mother.
Cody.
Sheriff Tate, is he? Please.
Cody, I'm so sorry.
No, Harry, no, God, no, please.
Cody, Harry's okay. He's breathing. It's...
What?
It's your father. He collapsed. He must have... Did he hit his head? He seemed fine, but then he collapsed after he saved Harry. I'm sorry.
Dad?
I'm afraid he died. Richard's dead.
Oh, Cody.
What?
Come here.
No! No! Dad! No!
All right, everyone, get back. Please, get back. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing. There's nothing.
David? Amy? I'm home. Is anyone here? Oh, it is cold in here.
Marina.
What? Hello?
Marina.
Lane.
Marina.
Oh, okay. What the hell is going on around here?
You've been listening to Dark Shadows Bloodline, Episode 5 by Alan Flanagan. It starred Alec Newman, Stephanie Ellen, Andrew Collins, Lachelle Carr, Tom Michael Blythe, Abby Harris, Wallace Hamon, Julie Newmar, Georgina Strawson, Catherine Lee Scott, David Selby, Scott Haran, Nico Diodoro, Daniel Collard, Adam Hall, Marie Wallace, Kelly Burke, and Nancy Barrett. The script editor was Joseph Litzter. The sound design and music were by David Darlington. Producers, David Darlington and Joseph Litzter. Directors, Ursula Burton, David Darlington, and Joseph Litzter. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs, Jason Haig Ellery, and Jim Pearson. Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.